This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
This Sunday, the 17th of May, is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersex and Transphobia. And we are very happy to welcome on the phone Reb Merry from Minus 18 to tell us all about Ida Hobbit 2020. Reb, welcome back to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. This is exciting.
It is exciting. Reb, can you give us all a quick reminder if we've forgotten? It's not about hobbits. What is Ida Hobbit Day? What is it?
Aside from being a day in the lead up to which we hear a lot of hobbit jokes, it's a bit of a mouthful. As you said, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia, and Transphobia. And it actually started, I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, that marks the, on May 17th, 1990, that was the day that the World Health Organization removed homosexuality from the classification of diseases and health-related problems.
That is crazy, isn't it, to think only 30 years ago it was considered a mental health issue? That's crazy.
Totally. And I think when I first learned that, I was like, are you serious? It was only 30 years ago? Like, I'm 30. And that just absolutely blows my mind. And it marks 30 years. This year is the 30-year anniversary.
Well, congratulations. What a big day it is. Look, what do you hope to achieve with Ida Hobbit 2020?
So this year, I mean, it's a bit of a weird one in that we're so... It looks different than in previous years. Previous years, it's a day for, you know, workplaces to have morning teas and lunch and learns and schools to have school assemblies and for everyone to get together and go rainbow and celebrate together and celebrate the queer community and really stand up to... against discrimination of all kinds. And this year, we're kind of wondering what kind of uptick we'd have and, you know, uptake from around the community. But it's going absolutely gangbusters. I think everyone just wants to stand together and get together in the unique ways that we're doing it these days and just celebrate each other and, stand up to discrimination. So
you say that people are coming up with different ways. So obviously with the social distancing we have at the moment and the changes, obviously we can't do what we'd usually do every other Ida Hobbit Day. How can we get on board? How can we, what can we do? Where can we go to celebrate with us, with everyone?
Totally. I guess it's all happening online. So many Zoom meetings and, you know, the Zoom meetings that are now happening in place of like regular team get-togethers in the morning. We've got desk pride packs that we've been selling via Minus 18, so people can buy lots and lots of rainbows to deck out their work from home zone. And we're seeing schools doing, you know, virtual flag raising ceremonies. And interestingly, it's when usually it is the workplaces getting involved and really putting on events. We're seeing the individual from within those workplaces and getting together and doing their own sort of activation and getting their mates together to do, you know, Netflix watch parties or a sort of group DJ sesh or, you know, just having like a rainbow night in together via Google Hangouts or Zoom or Facebook and even just having a virtual dinner party or just like a cute, intimate time, but, you know, with as many rainbows and still with that sort of sense of celebrating and getting together.
It is International Day. We can actually get international this time too, couldn't we? We could like be going to where, if it's now online, we could become like internationally celebrating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And that's been one of the cool things that Minus has found, that because we can't do our usual events here in Melbourne, but it means that we've taken them online, and that means that people all around Australia have been tuning in. And that's been like kind of a weird and wonderful silver lining to the sort of place that we find ourselves, that because it's all online, anyone can tune in from wherever they are.
Well, that's really good, because we should be thinking global and acting local, but that's the way we do it. Look, Reb, thank you so much for coming in today and informing us. You can check out more information definitely at Minus 18. As you said, there's lots of paraphernalia you can get, flags, streamers, it's fantastic. We'll put a link up on our socials, but check out their website. Reb, thank you so much today.
Happy Ida Hobbit!
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.